5 years ago, Don Peppers and Martha Rogers wrote a book that changed the marketing landscape forever. Titled The One-to-One Future, it proposed a radical rethinking of the way marketers treat their customers. Peppers and Rogers presented a manifesto for how companies can increase their profits by selling more things to fewer customers. In other words, they believe it's wiser to focus more on increasing sales to a smaller percentage of your existing customers than to find new ones. The thinking behind their book is straightforward, and it led directly to the agenda behind permission marketing. Getting a new customer is expensive. It takes money to get his attention, and it takes continuing effort to educate him. Interruption marketing is expensive, and so is the process of winning a customer's trust. It's also expensive for the customer, who has to spend time evaluating and learning about the features and benefits of a product. So, argue the authors, instead of focusing on how to maximize the number of new customers, the focus should be on keeping customers longer and getting far more money from each of them over time. It's back to the old days, before the Industrial Revolution and mass marketing, when merchants had a limited supply of customers and worked to get the maximum revenue from each one. 100 years ago, when businesses were small and local, a proprietor would spend hours with a prospect, knowing that the individual interaction would pay off many times over. Consumers responded to this personal care and developed the expectation that they would be sold to personally. The local bookseller would read a book before recommending it. The local cheese merchant would happily offer a taste of a new flavor to a customer. It wasn't unusual for a shopkeeper to spend some extra time with a customer, old or new, or for the merchant's supplier to also be his neighbor. Now, with technology, companies can combine this old-world thinking with the ability to dramatically grow their customer base at the same time. One-to-one marketing, as described by Peppers and Rogers, forms a continuum with permission marketing. The one-to-one marketer takes the permission that's been granted after someone becomes a customer and uses that permission to create even better customers. The better the permission, the more profit created. But you can't build a one-to-one relationship with a customer unless the customer explicitly agrees to this process. Everything from discovering a shoe size to building mutually dependent computer systems with a major vendor requires an overt agreement from both sides. By measuring the depth of permission you have with each customer, one may allow you to send merchandise on approval, another may let you call them when a new product comes in. You can begin to track the benefits of your investment in permission marketing. By focusing on how deep your permission is with your existing customers, you can begin to recognize the value of your permission asset.